Ayin Ches, Rav Nachman teaches us the importance of holy words, holy speech. Nachman points out that a person's life is really in their breath. As in the pasuk, "Benashi Yasa Begabra," my life went out when he spoke. That is that Nishmas Yisrael, Jewish neshama, comes from the Olam HaDibur, the world of speech. As Rav Nachman points out, neshama is the same as the word neshima, breath. Breath is what gives a person life. When a person breathes, he's alive. And there's two types of life. We can get life from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Rachas Hashalom. We can get life from the Eitz Hachaim. Life from the Eitz Hachaim is one type of life. Life from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Rachas is a different type of life. A person can get life from Kedusha, or Chas V'Shalom, a person can get life from the Melech Zakin Kfil. He can get life from the Yetzer Hara, listening to the Yetzer Hara. So when we breathe, that's when we are alive. Our breath gives us life. What is speech? Speech is breath. If a person, Chas V'Shalom, is being choked, he can't speak. He can't say anything. What is speech? Speech is sound that our letters that are, you know, breaths that are broken up. Oh, thank you. Speech is letters which are really sounds that are limited breaths. An unlimited breath would be a pia, blow so far. But a limited breath is a different sound. So in essence, speech is connected to life. Another level, we spoke about this also a little bit last time. Real malchus, real kingship, is the kingship of speech. Malchus peh is karya. Yoan Navi said different parts of the body teach about different godly elements. The mouth is the symbol of kingship. What does that mean? What's the teaching? It's teaching us that a real king is not a king by virtue of fear. A real king is a king because people want to follow. People want to listen. Gaon Vilna said that's shot in the pasuk, "Ki Lashem Hamrucha Moshel Magoyim." When it comes to Klal Yisrael, Hashem reveals His Ratzon. He reveals what He wants. Once we apprehend, once we understand what Hashem wants, we then run to do it because we want to do what He wants. Ritzoneinu lasos ritzoncha, the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin, u'mimahakev al yodeinu sor shebe'yitzev ha'shibud malchim. We want to do God's will. All we need to do is know what His will is, and then we want to do it. Non-Jews, though, it's not that way. The non-Jews don't necessarily want to follow what the Ratzon Hashem is. But rather, in the non-Jewish world, it works as memshala. People don't listen to Hashem. Hashem forces them to listen. Hashem beats them to make them listen. Bring it to home. My teacher, Moshe Wilson, once said, I heard it on a tape, that the Gera Rebbe, Sasema, once called in one of the schools. They said to this chassid, you know, in Ger, they tie the peyasah on the head, they put the yarmulke on top of the head. So he said, you know, I think now is a good time for you to leave the peyasah out. So he walked out of the Rebbe's room, and his untied his tennis and they hung down from his head to his shoulders. So Chassid joined, he said, "Sadaka, why are you paying us out?" The Rebbe says, "That's a good thing to do." Within seconds, the whole Beis Medrash, everyone was taking off their yarmulkes, untying their payas, and the payas were out. Is that Merucha or is that Nemshala? That's Merucha. That's Ki Lashem. Lucha is, no one's afraid that the Gera Rebbe is going to be upset. Remember the guy sitting in the back? He never told the guys in the back they should put their payas down. They're not afraid of the Rebbe. They're not afraid he's going to come and give them a slap if they don't put their payas down. It's that once the Rebbe has revealed that this is the right way, this is the good way, this is the way he wants it to be, there's such a kashrus, there's such a connection to the Rebbe, and there's such a love for the Rebbe, that if the Rebbe has revealed that this is the way it should be,
given such a high level. Everybody follows. Ki Hashem Alucha. Hashem rules over Klal Yisrael. Hashem rules with Zibur, with words. He doesn't need armies. He doesn't need sticks. He rules with words. Bagoyim, the nations, Umosha Bagoyim. Now, Sister Paul Hirsch said this concept also this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha is a long list of mitzvot. Eved Ivri, Amri Bria, the mitzvah of not lending with interest, the mitzvah of Shomrim and Mazik and damaging. A lot of mitzvahs in this week's Parsha. What's the end of all these mitzvot? Most of Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha. Be based Hashem Elokecha, mitzvah Bikurim, take the first fruit up and bring it as a gift to the Kohen. And Losev Hashel Gedi B'Chalevim Bo. Kash. Don't mix milk and meat together. Don't cook milk with meat. Don't eat milk that was cooked with meat. Don't get any benefit from milk that was cooked with meat. That's what hurts. Why is this the conclusion of all these mitzvot? Why do we end all these mitzvahs with the law of kashrus? End with something else. He said, because it's the teacher. We shouldn't be listening to the mitzvahs based on the fact that we're afraid of kamisim. In every society, there are going to be rules of mazik, there'll be rules of shomrim, and rules of interest, and rules of what to lend and how to lend. Banks need to be regulated. Every society needs to regulate the banks. They have to have rules. But what society does the United States tell you, hey, better watch what you're eating? If you eat the wrong things, we're going to put you in jail. No, you can't do that, because no policeman can see what you're eating at your home. To regulate what you eat is only shayach for a melech who's ruling with melucha. It's not shayach for a medina that's ruling with memshala. The point that all the mitzvot end with an example of a mitzvah that requires a commitment to melucha. Tell us that all the mitzvahs we should fulfill in this way, not because we're afraid of being punished, but that Hashem was megala, Hashem revealed this is the way it should be, so we should run to follow His rasa. That's one element in that malchus is related to test. Another element, not an old steerage, another aspect of this, is that the mouth reveals only a small fraction of the person. It's a ha'ara, emanation of the person. The person has many, many, many thoughts. He can only express with his mouth a limited amount of what he thinks. You know a person based on what he says, based on his words. You only know a bit of it. You don't know the whole thing. You know that he himself is much more than that. Sometimes people forget that. And they think that the words, the revelation, is already in itself a metzius. They don't realize that it's a ha'ara, it's a glow from the light, it's not a light unto itself. We're getting close to Purim now, we have to get into Purim. The Rebbe said, my teacher, the Sechina Rebbe said, that this is very shy of the whole Indian of Purim. The Indian of Purim really is the magefa, which is so prevalent in our society. It's the magefa of the Tungam of Midas HaMalchus. In other words, Malchus is speech. Speech is a reflection of essence. It's a piece of essence. It's a glow off of essence. But so often people forget reflection and they view reflection as essence. They view speech as the whole thing. In our society, so often, it's not the content, it's how you deliver the content. It's not the policy, it's the politics. It's not the essence, but what did it say in the newspaper? Think about Haman. Haman comes to Ahasuerus. Ahasuerus says, getting a parak vav in the Megillah, what should be done to the person that the king wants to honor? Well, Haman in his mind decides, that's me. But now, let's put ourselves in Haman's shoes. The king just said, you can ask for whatever you want. Now, what could he ask for? He could ask for a country. He could ask for taxes from a certain bridge. He could ask for he should never have to pay taxes. He could say that his kids should never have to serve in the army. All sorts of things. What does he ask? He asks for a palace. What does he ask for? He asks for... No. He says, to honor me? What should be done to honor me? I'll tell you what should be done to honor me. to be done to honor me is that I should be dressed in the king's clothing, and I should wear the king's horse.
And one of ride the, on the horse.
And ride on the horse through all of Shushan, and somebody scream out, "This is someone who the king wants to honor." So the Rebbe said, "No."
It was Mordechai.
Mordechai is going to do that. And the next day, what's going to be? All things done. So what's the point of this whole thing? The whole point is to get a headline in the newspaper. The Shushan Times would say the next day, big picture, Haman was given covet, Haman was given honor, and you have a picture, a drawing, you know, Haman and Mordechai, and he's going to walk through the city, everybody's going to look, oh, who's that? Oh, Haman, ooh, wow, honor. It's a Purim. That's the reality that forgets what is speech. Thinks of people talking about somebody, oh, that's already done. I'm done. Thinking about it, oh, it's all done. It was a success because it was a headline in a newspaper. The Rebbe said many times, he said, it irks him so much. People will say, well, so-and-so, he's a success, right? He has a lot of chassidus. A lot of talmidim. What does that mean? What does that mean? A lot of talmidim, a lot of chassidus. That means it's popular. It doesn't mean that it's a success. You gained something, you learned something, you grew, you got closer to Hashem. That's a real success. The pagam of midas hamalchut, the pagam of speech, is to think that the words themselves is already the reality. We're talking about it. That's finished. We spoke about it. I gave a speech, so now it's all done. Now everybody knows about it. It's all finished. The problem's done with. That's the pagam of midas hamalchut. The real way of using midas hamalchut is to understand that the revelation is merely a revelation. And there's an essence that's much, much bigger. That's the real way of using midas hamalchut. So Nachman teaches here that Jewish people, our mahus, is the midas hamalchut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our essence. Our essence is the midas hamalchut. Our essence is Dveikus b'Hashem. Our essence is Mesirus Nefesh for Hashem. Our essence is that Hashem reveals what He wants, we right away want to do it. We are completely battle to Hashem. Our essence is that we look at the world, which is the gilui of His Malchus, and we don't get caught up in the world, but we see the source, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nachman says, how can a Jew fix himself? It's the Baal of Ge'etza. Good time. You need a tissue, sweetie? Nachman says that the midas hamalchus, the attribute of kingship, that's something which is really shy of the Klal Yisrael. And since it's really shy of the Klal Yisrael, a tremendous eitzah, how Klal Yisrael can get close to Hashem through speaking to Hashem. Whatever our tefillos are, to compose tefillos. This is what I need help with. To speak from our hearts, Hashem. Because when we speak from our hearts, Hashem, that's when we are channeling our unique nature in the right way. That's when the midas hamalchus is being used in the right way. So now we'll see the rest of the Torah. We just did most of it a week ago. We'll see how Rav Nachman applies this in the end of the Torah. So we need to know the malchus, page. This is the pshat in the tefillah of Chana that Kadosh Baruch Hu should give strength to his strength. Hashem will give strength to his Mashiach. Then the Karen of the Mashiach will be uplifted. If each Jew would talk to Hashem, we would be Masakim Midas HaMalchus. Then we would find the Mashiach that's inside each of us.
Tilech mimadrega umadrega ma'atmat. We go from level to level. Had she sacking her aras parts of Malchus to Shleim till we completely fix the midas of Malchus. Zeo b'chinas Mashiach kanal. That's the idea of Mashiach. Now this Torah wasn't written by Rav Nachman; it was written by Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson adds, "Gam dvarim ele einam esudarim yafe." Not completely explained. V'chaser behem gamkin. There are things that are missing. I didn't write everything down. Be a nearer what Rav Nachman probably meant. To mechuvin lehem shemadav malas adibur gedushin. He's speaking about how important it is. Speak holy words. In other words, to speak words out of a sense of complete nullification to Hashem. Feeling the spirit of Hashem inside of us. Feeling dveikus Hashem. To learn Torah with a passion. To daven with a passion. Hadibur d'kdusha u'b'chinas ha'shchina. Holy word connects us with the Shechina HaKdosh. U'b'chinas ruach shel Mashiach. That's the spirit of Mashiach. U'b'chinas ruach HaKodesh. U'b'chinas tchiyah. That gives life. That's connecting our Kodesh Baruch Hu with the Shechina. That's the Achdus, tremendous Achdus, the oneness in the world. This is all part of this Torah. Actually, it's not explained to me. In a Lashon Mesukah. But Afal Pikin, Nechonim Advarim, Lemaven, no one who understands sees this, Yisharim, Lemotzei Da'at. Rav Nosson adds further. Gam Mevor Mitorah is also another thing in this Torah. Sha'adibur Holy Chima Adam Afilu Mekomas HaMesunah. If speech is Malchus, Malchus, there's an element of Midas HaMalchus, and in the Zohar says Midas HaMalchus goes to even the lowest places. And even in the lowest places it goes in order to pick up Mitzotzes, pick up sparks. So here we're saying that a person connects to the Kedusha of Midas HaMalchus by means of talking to Hashem, composing your own tefillah. You're sitting in the car, no one else is there, talk to Hashem. Ribbono Shel Olam, I need help here. Please help me with this. Please, Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to serve you. Please let me do your service. Talk to Hashem, and that element or that kedusha that a person draws on oneself through diburin, holy speech, is something that's always with the person. It travels with the person. No, it's okay. You know, do you want to stay with us? Do you want to finish? Shine just across the hall. Walk across the hall. Connects to the Midas HaMalchus, the person that connects to Midas HaMalchus by talking to Hashem. That means we can talk to Hashem in every situation, no matter how low we are, no matter how depressed we are. We can appeal to Hashem, and then we can connect to Hashem. Alkei nikra dibur eim abanim. In this way, this Midah, the Midah of Malchus, is called the mother of the children. Just like a mother who's always with her kids. And that's Pshat, Ki Midei Dabri Bo, Zachar Es Karenu Ol. In Haber Yakili Ephraim, it says, Ki Midei Dabri Bo, the more I talk about him, the more I'll remember him. Nachman is taking it in another way. Not only the more Hashem talks about us, will Hashem remember us. The more we talk with Hashem, the more Hashem will remember us. And Gevaldige Eitza, tremendous Eitza, for Kirvas Hashem, is to talk to Hashem. Just talk to Hashem. You know, all the great Rebbes, all the big tzaddikim, talk to Hashem. I remember in the biographies of the Kleisenberger Rebbe said it. Sometimes in the middle of Shona Esrei, you just talk to Hashem in Yiddish. Start talking to Hashem. To talk to Father, please. This is the eighth that Rav Nachman is talking about in this Torah. We should pour out our hearts. Talk to Hashem from the Pnimius Halev. The more we talk with Hashem, the more we pour out our hearts to Hashem in our own words, in English, in Yiddish, in Hebrew, it doesn't matter what language. The more we talk to Hashem, the more we connect with Hashem. And I know that afilu im ha'adam munach ha'asusam b'makam shehu afilu b'sheifim ha'madreg ma'od. Even if a person is in a place who is on a very low level, afilu b'makom ha'asam b'tunafim, even if he's in a place of aveiros, afal pikin al yedei adibur yachol ha'askir esafim b'Hashem yisbarach. Through speaking, a person can connect with Hashem. So whatever level I'm at, whatever place I'm in, if I machazik myself to say holy words, the Torah, Tzila, Hisbaradus, when a person gets remembered by Hashem, even in a low place, the dirty places, even if I fall into the lowest levels, I can talk to Hashem. Hazibur ena maniachos so biskoches Hashem is barach.
And the more I talk to Hashem, the more I'm attached to Hashem, and I don't forget him, and he doesn't forget me. The more I talk about him, the more I remember him. As long as a person is talking with holy talking, through a dibur nekdusha, which is holy speech, that dibur inu meniach oso bios nishkach me Hashem yizbarach, it doesn't allow him to be forgotten. Ya dibur, for the speech itself, zocher umaskir oso, remembers him and reminds him, lishazik ba Hashem yizbarach, to find chizuk, to connect to Hashem, to makam shu at his level. Havin adover hates him, understand this, mikodum koa hadibur, the great power of speaking to Hashem, who eats on the flood, the wondrous eats of the Nora, Isha Chafit Be'emes. If a person really wants, Leval Yavid Olam Olegamre, if you really want not to be lost forever, if you really want not to go to Gehenna, talk to Hashem. That's what Nachum says. And then, you don't want to talk to Hashem, so then, you know, let's say you want to just disappear. But if you don't want to disappear forever and ever, take this Eitzah, pouring out your heart to Hashem. Talking to Hashem, it's all. Dveikus. Tochmit Samalchus. Oh, the Vurm is there. Another tremendous lesson from this Torah. Godel Malas Eitzah Katerah Kedoshah. How powerful it is, how meaningful it is to learn Torah. Hu Ikarachayim Shal Adam. When a person learns Torah, he's alive. Because the Zohar says, "Umali kan ferei adinash v'aliba havaliba okid kol gufa." If not for the wind of the lungs that cool down the heart would ignite, incinerate the entire body. The breathing of the lungs. Kan ferei ubechinas Torah kanal. It's Torah. Ki yesh b'adam shnei mina taberus maduras eish. The two types of fires that could consume a person. The tov, there's a good fire. Fire of Zekus Hashem. Ulhepuch, the fire of Yetzihara. Shnei Meinum Tova, but the fire of too much Zekus Hashem is no good if it takes a person out of this world. The Bum Leva, Yishi Yisraeli Bor Mo'od Mo'od Lashem Yisbarach Yiko Yikod Eish. Avlu Yosemi Dai. Hachay Yashir Yos Okuro Kogufa. Sometimes a person's heart is filled with so much fire for Hashem, so much religious passion, that it's too much, it could burn him. Even though it's burning for Hashem. But if it's too much, it's not good. To conquer this fiery passion, to limit it through the seichel of Torah. Kisiyasuk b'Torah, when a person is learning Torah, tugging at Torah all of the satu osa. So yiskel etzamtzem ha'eslavus shiyakarot, and he should be able to limit his passion to be the right way. So number one, Torah is necessary to save us from fire, from the fire of religious passion. Even though religious passion is very good, the fire of religious passion can be too much, and if it's too much, it could lead us to a point that we're doing things that are wrong. Torah gives us guidance, it tells us the right measure. Sometimes we also have the opposite. A person is burning for the desires of this world. He's burning so much in the desires of this world that it would burn up his body. But when we learn Torah, the Torah protects him. Saves him from this evil fire of Tavos. So he wrote to the sorrowful Gamri Chasisal, which wanted to burn him. The Torah literally is the only thing that allows a person to live. Without the Torah, a person wouldn't be able to live at all. He would have been burnt from the fires inside of him. Min Yosem Yidayel Lesmol, I have too much religion. Too much Avodah Zarah, too much Yetzer Hara, Chas V'Shalom. Zeril Malvei Kan Feireya. That's why without the two parts of the lungs, Shehi HaTorah, which is the Torah, Nazvi Aliba, that blow top of the heart to cool it down, have Aliba Okiv Kogufa. There are two parts of the heart, the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Tov is the right part of the heart. The Yetzer Hara is the left part of the heart. So Nachman is saying, the right part of the heart, Tzveikus Bashem, attachment to Hashem, there's too much of it. The person also can't live. Left part of the heart, Tavos, Yetzer Hara, too much of it. The person can't live. So without the Kanfireya, without the guidance of Torah to cool down the passions, the person wouldn't live. Understand these things, Lamaisa. Lamaisa, what it means is, Lamaisa, Nachman, Nachman says, Havin Hadvarim Lamaisa, understand it, Lamaisa. The Eitza Lamaisa is to talk to HaKadosh Baruch. The Eitza is to daven with feeling. The Eitza is to learn with feeling. To learn with the Neshama. Learn with Midas HaMalchus, to learn with passion. Because the passion of learning, passion of tefillah, these are the passions that are the solution to make sure that we don't have an excess of passion which could lead to the burning of our neshama. Thank you.